Drobo Mego Brobo Domezo Blobo. This is TobeelPod.com coming to you from Copenhagen Airport after the just ended SOCAP meeting discussing social enterprise in Malmo, Sweden. Today is Thursday, the 10th of May. On this date, in 1774, Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette became king and queen of France. In 1801, the Barbary Pirates of Tripoli declared war on the United States. In 1869, the first transcontinental railroad was completed in the United States. In 1882, psychiatrist Mikhail Assatiani was born. And this one going out to Luca Muller. In 1893, the Supreme Court of the United States rules in Nix versus Hedden that a tomato is a vegetable, not a fruit, under the Tariff Act of 1883. In 1954, Bill Haley and his Comets released Rock Around the Clock, the first rock and roll record to reach number one on the Billboard charts. In 1924, J. Edgar Hoover becomes head of the FBI. And unsavory character. Isn't a good thing that there's a building named after him on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington. In 1952, painter David Kakabadze died. In 1994, Nelson Mandela is inaugurated. Today, it's just me, Mark Mullen. Democracy and Freedom Watch reports that the Parliament passed constitutional changes in the first reading, which gives EU citizens the right to participate in politics, voting and running and all sorts of other things. The amendment will last for only 3 years. There is a provision that calls this a temporary amendment. According to civil.ge, these changes do not apply to Ivanishvili because he's lived in Georgia since 2004. Therefore, only in 2013, after these elections are over, will he be able to participate, which, you know, is really just appalling that this whole thing is happening. I mean, I think, you know, in some ways the idea of, you know, Commonwealth citizens, for example, have the right to vote in the U.K., in local elections, EU citizens in most EU countries are able to vote. But, I mean, this whole thing is just so cockamamie, it just really seems ridiculous, you know? I mean, why not just give the guy the passport, seems to me. Anyway, Ivanishvili plans a protest rally on the 27th of May at Freedom Square. He's released a video statement where he calls on citizens to join him. Based on anonymous sources, Geo News reports that some journalists are going to leave Ivanishvili's ninth channel, Mesrayake, if the Georgian Dream keeps interfering and telling them what to do. Earlier this week, the head of Georgian Dream, Banana Kobakhidze, was unhappy that her interview was not aired in full. Gogi Kaftaradze, Georgian actor and former member of Nino Borjanadze's party, joined the Georgian Dream Democratic Georgia Party. In the new IRI poll, that's the International Republican Institute, NGO based in Washington, connected with the U.S. Republican Party, opinion survey says that 45% of Georgians would vote for the national movement if the elections were today, 15% for Georgian Dream, and 9% for the Christian Democrats if elections were held this week. In terms of confidence, Christian Democrat Georgi Targamadze has 28%, Bidzina Ivanishvili 21%. The Coalition Georgian Dream does not trust the survey. Big surprise there. And a spokesperson made comments about this. There's some rumors floating around that the ruling party might instruct public employees to take pictures of their ballots with phones when they vote to prove that they voted as instructed. A lot of countries it's illegal to take pictures of ballots for exactly that reason. Be interesting to check that out, see whether that's in the Georgian law. From Ellen Berry's piece on Lazica in the New York Times last week, quote, "The main reason we are changing our country so fast is that we are quite smart and very young, and we want to do everything very fast," said Georgi Vashadze, Deputy Minister of Justice, who's overseeing the construction of the sleek new government service buildings in cities across Georgia. Quote, "We don't have time, like in Europe and America, to think about the project for 10 years and then start implementation. That's why these kind of crazy ideas are sometimes coming to our mind," end quote. Lazica is at the edge of the Kolkheti wetlands, where in 1997 Georgia committed to preserve about 82,000 acres as part of the International Ramsar Convention. So far, Georgia's Minister of Environment and Protection has responded somewhat sarcastically to concerns about the wetlands. I quote, "Please help me and tell me what I will do to attract tourists who will come here and see these swamps. Donate, take photos, write something about it, spend money here, tell others, these swamps are cool, end quote, says Gheorghe Khachidze to students last February. Civil.ge reports that Lazica will have, and I quote, a special status, and Misha is initiating yet another constitutional change for it. Democracy and Freedom Watch ridicules the idea, calling Lazica a utopian Facebook city. I'd encourage everyone to check out Lazica's Facebook page if you have not already done it. The government also plans to launch a special financial zone in Gonio, in Ajada, which is just over the Turkish border south of Batumi. Not really clear what it's going to mean, although Misha mentioned it, and it's supposed to happen before the end of the year. Civil.ge reports that, according to a Deputy Speaker of Parliament, the construction of Parliament will only be partly completed by in time for Georgia's Independence Day, but the plenary session, or the plenary hall, will be ready in time for the first parliamentary session. Misha said a couple of days ago that if the parliament session does not happen in Kutaisi for Independence Day, the Minister of Regional Development will have a heart attack and someone will be hanged by his feet. TS Press reports that during the first performance of the newly renovated Kutaisi Theater, there were water leaks on the stage. Speaking of Kutaisi construction. Gori hosted a police day on the 6th of May. 5,000 policemen participated in the parade. A couple of them fainted. Misha gave a speech, awarded Minister of Interior, Vano Metabashvili, with the St. George's Victory Order. Civil.ge has more on that. Beyond Tbilisi reports that some regional journalists were not allowed to film. Ministry of Defense awarded American service members medals. 5 U.S. Marines and 1 sailor were honored for their contributions in supporting the Georgian deployment for the ISAF mission in Afghanistan. The Minister of Internal Affairs detained Roland Kurtsilava, who allegedly planted a bomb in Zugdidi. He said that one of the Russian soldiers in Abkhazia had ordered him to attack and paid him 80,000 rubles. Civil.ge reports that Abkhaz authorities want the head of the EUMM to be sacked. They say the current head of the mission is clearly indisposed to constructive cooperation. Opsny Press reports that police detained another person who's suspected of the terrorist attack on President Ankhbab in February. Newly elected president of Russia and the former President Dmitry Medvedev exchanged posts. Sunday, Armenia had parliamentary elections. The president's party got most of the seats, 44%, but local observers and journalists found a number of cases of falsification. OSCE said that there were irregularities, very helpfully, in a significant number of polling stations, whatever that means. Just before the elections on Friday, on the final campaign day when the president of Armenia was supposed to participate, some balloons exploded that were evidently not filled with helium. About 150 people were hospitalized, some in pretty bad conditions, but because the president was coming, people were not allowed to leave. On Tuesday, the Georgian parliament passed in the first reading amendments to the constitution, according to which 21-year-old people will be able to become members of parliament. Yeah, Georgia, the hardest working NGO in Georgia, blogged about it. The Soros-created umbrella group It Affects You is pushing for more changes to electoral legislation. As Civil.ge reports, they requested imposing restrictions on the use of administrative resources from the 1st of June. Currently, restrictions are set from the day when the date of the election is announced, which, if I'm not mistaken, is 60 days before the election. The group also calls for broadening the list of those officials who are banned from taking part in the election campaign, with a ban on hiding advertising and media reporting. Regional media representatives wrote an open letter to Misha where they list a number of cases when the president's security did not allow them to carry out their professional duties. Has feminism finally arrived in Georgia? A brilliant piece by Damian McGinnis on BBC, website talking about gender inequality, and how that discussion is starting in Georgia in earnest. some very, very cool people filmed some guys responding to the patriarch's statement last Sunday that that women should obey their husbands and wash their feet. The videos showed guys washing their feet and saying that I can do it on my own. The video got almost 6,000 hits and was all over the place on Georgian Facebook. A new pearl from the priest, Father Gagnidze, and I quote, "During communist times, maybe religiosity was not flourishing, but morality existed and human beings maintained its face during those 70 years. In this case, the intelligentsia also carried out its functions perfectly well," end quote. Thanks, Mama Gagnidze. A 5.7 magnitude earthquake hit Georgia at 8:40 a.m. on Monday morning. There was no significant damage. There were a total of 30 earthquakes during the day, but only 4 or 5 could be felt. Looking forward to Father Gagnidze's explanation as to why. The Maine prosecutor's office has said that it will investigate why prisoner Zura Dalianidze died in the hospital prison. There were a lot of fairly gruesome pictures of him on Facebook floating around. The EU has allotted 1.2 million euros to the Georgian Public Defender's Office. Civil Registry introduces a digital signature. Now, when you need to sign a document, you can use your ID, and it will be considered signed without the actual signature on it. The management company Dexis has resumed construction of 3 buildings suspended by Centerpoint. It took over all of Centerpoint assets. For those of you who have not been following it, that was a construction company owned by Vakhtang Ercholishvili, formerly of the Socialist Party, who, by the way, is wandering around. I just saw him about a week ago on Adekle Meode. I didn't know whether he was in Georgia or not, but he is here. He and his wife owned this company. Said they were going to build a bunch of buildings, didn't build them, spent the money, and the buildings never got built with a lot of angry tenants. And Dexis has taken that over. Anyway, supposedly it is Dexis has invested 11 million lari and will finish constructing those buildings this year. Aegean Airlines, a big Greek air company, will launch flights to and from Europe from Georgia on the 11th of June. The Dhabi Group is building a hotel on Rustaveli where the Kempinski was supposed to be in 1910 when the war started and the financing drew up. They're investing supposedly $40 million and it'll take 2 years for them to finish it. The insurance company Aldagi BCI became the owner of 85% of the shares of Imedi-El, another insurance company. Italian police detained 33 Georgians. The police found 5 kilos of gold jewelry. Their price exceeds 1 million euro, also 150,000 euros. Total stash of the Georgian robbers was 10 million euros. Kommersant.ge reports that the government starts to control organizations issuing loans. According to the draft law, the National Bank can determine credit institutions' liquidity and additional requirements, as well as impose restrictions and sanctions. Beyond Tbilisi reports that locusts are eating hundreds of hectares of crops and pasture lands near Zemo Alvani in Akhmeta district, which is sort of northern, up in the mountains, Kakheti. The Russian Kavkazsky Uzel website reported that bloggers from the Caucasus have come up with an initiative of a draft code of conduct committing themselves to not making insulting remarks based on ethnic, religious, or racial grounds. So, the movies at Kolga this week, tomorrow, Friday, May 11th at 8 p.m., is In July, a Turkish-German movie from 2000. Monday the 14th is Waltz with Bashir, an Israeli movie, a cartoon, very, very intense movie. I highly recommend it, a really fantastic movie. That's 8 p.m. Monday the 14th. Wednesday the 16th is Talk to Her, a Spanish movie from 2002. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is @TXTBUK. That's Tango, X-Ray, Tango, Bravo, Uniform, Kilo. Email is tbilpod, T-B-L-P-O-D, at gmail.com, or comment on our forums. Send us whatever you want. Or even better, post things on our new forum. Got some very, very cool story tips that we've been looking into. And we're hoping that iTunes has worked out. Any comments about iTunes that it is or is not working, we would appreciate it, since we ourselves are not on iTunes. Thanks for everything. We'll finish up with Sylvester from 1978. You make me feel mighty real.